Good Monday, one and all. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Mondays are the day we talk business with Eric Carlson. He's the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. And we're recording this segment on Friday, a little earlier than normal, because, Eric, come Monday, you're going to be on a trip with Commerce Lexington and some folks from Louisville. Explain that.
Yeah, this is the annual leadership visit that Commerce Lexington does. And for the second time in five trips, we're going along with GLI, Greater Louisville Link, the chamber out there. And this year we're heading to Charlotte, North Carolina, where I'll be when you're hearing my voice.
All right, so we were off last Monday because of the holiday, and that did not give us a chance to talk about the controversy between the University of Kentucky and the efforts to modernize Rupp Arena. That also includes the explosive letter that UK President Eli Capilouto sent to the Lexington Center Board about some issues that he found fault with, calling out UK's quote-unquote tepid support for this program. From a business standpoint, what stood out most to you?
It's the fact that we're still just talking about it as the arena, because the overall goal for this project is not just to make it a better experience for UK Wildcat fans. It's to capture the energy of what's going on in the arena and have it happen outside of the arena, more than in just bars and restaurants, but new office spaces, new living spaces, make the downtown area around the arena a vibrant place when right now it's a parking lot on two sides and non-programmed convention spaces on the other two sides during basketball games. So that's where it seems to be there's a disconnect in Lexington. We're talking UK basketball. Well, is this needed for UK basketball? And really, I think the mayor would say, while he wants UK basketball to do well, no, this isn't about UK basketball. This is about downtown Lexington. And one of the things that I caught in the letter from the president to the Lexington Center Board was him being upset that the $10.7 million annual lease deal was brought out in the press. And this is something I reported back in the last couple of days of session when a document was handed over to the Senate Republican caucus that I then got a hold of and had that figure in there. And in the president's letter, he said, I didn't want that known, until which point council and the state legislature had gone ahead and given their firm commitments on money. But the problem with that was Senate President Robert Stivers has said, well, I don't feel comfortable giving money when we don't know if UK is even on board with this, much less how much they're going to pay. And now we knew that it was to the tune of $321 million over a 30-year span.
And, of course, at this time, the president is looking outside his window and he's seeing an awful lot of infrastructure needs here on this campus. And that obviously he has not wavered from his list of priorities. And that seems to be at the very top.
Well, absolutely. And that's one of the things you can't fault him for that. His job is to be the president of an academic institution. And while basketball is very important to the city of Lexington, to the state of Kentucky and the University of Kentucky, it was not chartered to have the best basketball team in the country. It was chartered to educate the people of Kentucky. So you've got the dichotomy right now where he's trying to do the job as far as making this the best institution it can be for education, and the city is trying to leverage the popularity of the basketball team to redo and enhance its downtown.
Is it possible that the university finally decides to build its own on-campus arena?
You know, it's definitely something that is possible, but it's going to be a hard pill to swallow because it's going to be an expensive proposition right now. While the lease deal that the university had on the table with Lexington Center put them on hold for $321 million over a 30-year span, and you could probably build an arena for that, that's not what that money would be going towards. When you're paying a lease, it's not for the infrastructure itself. It's for the security. It's for the concessions. It's everything that goes on as a part of staffing an event like that. And on top of that, the city would need the other revenues for the capital to build it.
All right, our time is gone for today. Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest on BizLex Chat, and enjoy your trip.
Thanks so much.